So,
but there are more people that usually, that many times join this year.
Yeah.
So I have to send you the whole list, so in the future you can order for everyone.
Right. I didn't have anybody else's name. I don't know.
Right. I have to send you a list. Okay.
Okay. Good. We're holding it here. Did we start? Did we do the letter Tshuva Lebavel Binyan Nesiyah Ben Haris Hagdolim B'Shabbos?
Yeah, that's what we're up to.
That's what we're up to. Okay. So there's going to be now two letters, fascinating letters, about a big halachic machlokas. There was some sort of rivers inside of Iraq that there was a goyim drove like a ferry. There was no motor, in case you didn't realize. And the question was, I let it go Shabbos on it or not? So the Rambam said unequivocally yes. The Chachmei Rak, there was especially one person who was very against it, and he said some unkind things about the Rambam. And the Rambam, Talmud, who lived in Iraq, was extremely disturbed by it. He might have also made some Afghanis or something back upon him. He's writing to the Rambam about how bad and so on. So the Rambam answers, Ein efesh ben alicha b'mayim v'yam meluch me'el nahorash me'im merub ma'kol muta. Going with a ferry, there's no issa. Ein efesh ben alicha b'sfina al gabi tzavar shal koros. Hi Alex, how are you? There's no difference between going like a bridge, mashlema kol muta, ala imkin le'amayim amukim and so on. So he deals with it on a Shabbos Tikinyan. I'm not going to go into it. And the next page, he speaks about more about Tchumen. He speaks about the halachic aspects. And then he says, it's obviously a gzeira l'gzeira, because the whole issa there is only the Rabbanan, and this is a gzeira l'gzeira. So Bemeli says it's not going to be a problem. Aval. So I'm on page Reish Ein Ches on the bottom. So till this point, the Rambam explains his halachic reasoning why he thinks it's okay. You told me that they say that the reason why they're not doing it is because that's the minhag hamakom, they don't do it. So he says like this. Minhag is something very important. If something is mutter, but people have accepted themselves an iser, you're not allowed to be mezalzel. You're not allowed to be matir for him. Avol tzorich l'tnai shebiru haTalmid haYerushalmi. But there's one important condition that's the Gemara v'hu shetzorich leida. Sheoisei hadova muta, ever oisei al atzmoi mitzachem daker atzmoi. You have to understand it as such. You have to say, this is muta, but we feel it's a difficult pirtza, and we are going to be mitakna ourselves and not do it. Avim hoyan sheoisei minik choishim bedova muta shu aso. But if people think that it's an issa meikaradin, so if they think that it's awesome ikra adin is similar to something else which it's not similar to, you should not let them keep on holding on to that mistake. If they think that that's the Ikar Adin, you have to tell them, Rabbi Yisai, this is not the Ikar Adin. This is a takana, but it's wrong to think of it. It's not right to perpetuate a tos. So Rambam says something extraordinary here. Rambam says that a person should not go around saying that something is aser if it's muta. So the same thing that it's right to make a takana, it's right to say that it is a dover Hamuta, but we feel it's a pirtze and we need not to do it, that's 100% okay, and a person can't be, should not be mata. But a person should never ever pass off something that's mutter as being usser. It's as bad as the other way around. That's a fascinating insight. First of all, most people think the other way around. They think, well, if we tell them that it's a gedda, they're not going to listen, so we'll tell them that it's usser. And that way people don't do it. But first of all, it's wrong because you've been conveyed a sheker. And secondly, at the end of the day, people figure it out, find out, and they lose all credibility. That's the emes. The Rambam is going more to first reason. I once said that that's pshat with the nachash. It says that the nachash, she told him that the day we touch the tree, we're going to die. So the nachash pushed her against the tree, and he said, you see, you didn't die? The same thing. If you eat it, nothing's going to happen. So the kasha is, it's right to make a gdorim. Nobody has a piece of chaz meat in his kitchen and is careful not to touch it. You stay far away from it. So was it wrong to not touch the tree? The answer is absolutely, it was a very good takana. But you need to preserve it as a takana, not as a din. If you confuse what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and what's together, so first of all, there's a certain element of sheker in it. And secondly, at the end of the day, what will happen is you'll lose everything. You don't gain by pretending something. Okay, that's one letter about the topic. The second one is a letter, again, about this machlokas with Rosh Hashiv over there. This is a much more personal letter, and I guess his Talmud had sort of given him the scoop of what they're saying about the Rambam in Baghdad. Bneinu ha-nichbol tamina yoka, Reb Yosef ha-chocham ha-mevin roish ha-seida, Shinsof is something, it's like Sheyichya, Reb Yehuda nishmosa eidin. Ha-mevin roish ha-seida, he says before, he has some sort of footnote about what it is, what the title means. Well, Kopanim, I don't have it here, but Al Kopanim, he's going to reply to what he's written. Ben Leida. He calls him the Ben, we saw it before in the letter. He was very close to the Rabbi Yosef, and he holds him like a son. I have no sveikas about what I answered. He's explaining to him. He told him, you don't know what's going on here, and so on, how terrible. He said, I believe you that these things happen the way you described them. In other words, basically, this young Talmud was telling him, if you were here, you would see how terrible it is, and you would respond a lot more strongly than you seem to be responding. So he told him, I don't have any doubt about the veracity of what you're telling me. Avol midos ha'ben, my midos, my sense of response and what's right is not like yours. We don't. It's not that I don't know what's happening. It's that I don't respond the way you respond. Vehu shani kvar chinchuni ashanei v'nesyonos, life and much experience have already been mechanech me. Mechubal masher chayvei iyon, together with what seichel dictates, v'ani moichel al kvoidi harbei, and I'm mochel my covet much. V'aben lo yuchel lahav, like Luchel says, mechosos, but you're a type of person that can't swallow insults and provocations. U'shma ilar kolom sh'im lecha, listen to the kolom I'm going to tell you. Da, kani lo chibarti ze achibur, kidei lizgadol bo b'Yisrael. I did not make the Rambam to become a big name. Look, they can say the Shem. At sheyikshalai shetiftol tachlisi ashebavur chibartiv. In other words, and my intention would have become to become famous as the Rambam, then somebody coming out against it would have upset me greatly. V'omnom chibartif, the reason I was mechaber the Rambam, v'ashemu yodea, and Hashem is my witness, le'atzmi t'chilo, for myself, these are my notes, le'hokol adjish rachibas v'achitztar cholav, a love, so that when I want to look for halacha, I can find it immediately. Or le'esa zikna, and for when I get older, it's not going to be so easy for me. I need to find a halacha, I'll find it. L'shem Hashem Yisrael, k'ani chai Hashem, I swear by name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'anoi k'nei Hashem Yisrael. I did this because I was very upset. I saw a nation that doesn't have a complete sefer of chukim. We have a Gemara which doesn't have it listed as halachis, and doesn't have everything clarified in emes. And I did everything Hashem Shemayim v'zekal echad. The purpose of my writing the sefer was because I felt Klal Yisrael did not have a sefer that they could refer to, and Klal Yisrael, and also for my own self, I needed something for when I wouldn't have a halach at my fingertips. Uklal sheni yadati v'nis anzir batif. I knew and it was clear to me when I made the sefer, shu yipol below suffik l'day ra haleva v'amekanei. It's going to fall into the hands of somebody, of people that are mean-spirited and jealous. Shigan and Maloisov, and they're going to say bad about it. He's going to say it's absolutely useless. Or shechasa, or alternatively, it's missing. Or it also land in the hands of the fool. But he's not going to understand what was done. He's going to say, yeah, with another kitzah. Baruch Hashem, we don't need it. And it's also going to fall into the hands of the amasal bein, to somebody who's just starting to learn. Hamabil, hamishtabish. He's still confused, and he still doesn't know what's going on. Sheyikshalav mekoymis, man, he's going to have kashas. They should lay them ikka. He's not going to know where it comes from. Or he's not going to be able to learn up the Gemaras the way I learned them up. And it's also, so he's got the fool, the young, he's got the mean-spirited person, the fool, the young Talmud. And a frum guy, somebody who thinks he's frum, hakoifel shmar, frozen, a tippish, a fool, he's going to have issues with anything that I have written about emunas. And I put together what I feel is the group that I've just put together is probably the majority of Klal Yisrael. But it will also reach the hands of the few that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has singled out. The people who have Das and Erlichkeit. And they'll understand what I did. Asha ato rishon mehem, you're the number one of these. Vafilu lo yeli biyomei zuloscha, and even if you're the only Talmud I have in my life, daily it's enough. Vekol sheken shekvay gear like sav chochmei tzarfas, zulosam bishmoisam. I've gotten letters from France and others, mispalim ashenasa, very enthusiastic about what I've done. Mevakshan se v'shleimus. And they want to have a whole set. And it's spread out all over. He notes over here, by the way, that there's an acronym here that's very hard to understand. The usual Chachmei Tzarfas that we talk about are those living in Provence who had interaction with the Rambam and so on. But that was later than this letter was written. So he assumes there's probably other Chachmei Tzarfas. Like upon him, he does mention it on the bottom. And everything you've told me about the people who don't want to be mekablet, omnom zehu bizmani. This is in our day and age. Avol bizmanim aboyim, in the years to come. that in the eras to come, when the next generation will no longer be jealous and not there won't be we won't be jostling for COVID, he stopped called Nesol Bolavado, all of Klai Yisrael will use that. The Yunach Zalosib Lo Suffing, they'll leave other things. Except for the person who want to spend the whole time life learning and they're not looking for the Piskei Halachas. That's the second klal. Understand that I was anticipating this, and I'm sure that in the times to come, this will become the dominant sefer. Now, the Rambam is obviously lav dafka today. The Rambam is the dominant sefer, but the sur of Sfarim that were written before him, you had Shas, you had the Rif, who was the Fiseder Shas, you had Goinim, true as a Goinim, which are bits and snippets all over. Nobody had ever put together the bottom line of Shas into a cohesive, a safer codex. And yes, so today it's the Rambam, the Torah Shulchan Aruch. Same idea. Klal Shishi. Ein ze achibuk ma'atoyruch l'lekel. She'ayisharas b'nei odam be'emes. This sefer is not... This doesn't stand to the Torah. This is not a new Torah, which can give a person the emes be'etzem. Ve'ne magila divenevim. Ve'im ze holchachreim k'tzas v'salmein k'tzas. The Ein Sichl, so even Divrei Nevi'im, which were given from Hashem, wasn't accepted by everybody. People would disregard the Navi. The Ein Sichlus Erech Zachiba Godlam Silskon Shachos Madvar Malokim. People rebelled against the Torah and against Nevi'im, so I shouldn't think that I'm in a better place. The Kolshkim Asher Losam. The Mitein Ha'odam Aliboy, Sheyichas Vimismar Mekol Ma Sheyiskal Amitis Dvar Ma, O Yisakesh Negavadai. A third call is people naturally don't accept truth, people naturally cause problems. If a person will always be upset by people who just are sort of headstrong and they don't want to be model emes and so on and so forth, the person will spend all of his life being upset. There's you're setting yourself for a life of suffering if you can't just kind of let it go. Klal Rvi, so these are three goals. A fourth klal about my midos. Klal Rvi, asape lecho k'tzas midosai. Val pi shekara usa shekara isa kula. I want to tell you a bit more about some of my midos. Da. There are people together in my city, in my country, anoshim, she'elam shem b'medina, v'lo maila v'lo yicholos. They're not famous. They're not successful by any stretch of imagination. V'higi'elam in agayva kina. They are so full of themselves and so jealous. Ad shelo ina b'zachiba godol v'ru klal. They didn't bother to look at this sefer. Why? Because they were afraid people would say, "Im zet zorich l'sam divrei ploini, harishel matem l'chachma." If he's looking at my sefer, he must be less than the Rambam. V'yecholu ledas hamoin bazeh, v'heim ben tayich shasha iver b'afela, and they are they care about what people say. And b'meila they in halacha they're like a blind man. Ve'chiyarchik haben hamodas ponik moizais. How is it possible that you can keep what's the right word for it? Equanimity. Eitzel misha godlo mikatnus al kach she'em b'dor k'moisei. In other words, these are people that from the time they're young people, they imagine themselves to be everything. And Shebnei Adam Kulam Itzap Nadova Nishan Yeshiva. So he says, the people in your place, you know, they need to think of themselves as the center of the world. Or the kibud b'shem, we call oisem ha'avolim asher on the teva. So he says, those people that you're talking about are people that always consider themselves to be the top and the best, and they will never ever bother to look into somebody else's work and say, maybe there's emes there, maybe that's emes. Ech yidama ben shu yagir madegas emes at keshe yakech asroino v'yakech kodekwes aviv. How in the world will that person ever be makir in emes and be able to say, you know, I was wrong? Zemash le'aseu ish kemoisoi le'mitshe yashomenu. People of that nature will never do that. I assume there was some sort of standing issues between Rambam, this person, this Rosh Hashiva. Ani yadea shekoma shesparashim shmi sham. Anytime my name gets broadcast over there, yove achvech oisev es kol olcha achrov, ves kol mishoy tzitzi ala mayla ben ebriyas, lechassas chaburi, ula oris shem shleimer tzitzi tzachal ayinboy. Adrem, tzitzan lov, you know, it's they can't be in a matzev where somebody comes along and says, hey, there's this great new safe over here, have a look at it. They, in order to retain their stature, they need to be able to be better than anybody. And he needs to be able to say, you know, if anybody there want, if I wanted to make a safer, I make a safer that's much better than this. And if in order to reinforce it, they have to say that I'm not a from person, not an erlich person, they'll do it. And I want to tell you, it doesn't bother me. And even if I were to see them in front of me saying and doing these things, I really would not get emotional. Elohoy diburi benachas, I would speak calmly. Vayishis choisek or oinaf einyan, I'd either keep quiet or I would answer whatever needs to be answered. Kimashis nichu medrishas haemes godel mizeh harbei. What their shortcomings in looking for emes is much bigger than they're not acknowledging my piskalochas when they're right. Vani loy ogin alatzmi, I won't bother to defend myself. Lishekvoid atzmi medoisahim etzli lishtoik lescholim. Lozach zibeloshen. My sense of dignity, of self dignity, is not to fight and argue with somebody that I think is a fool. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu worries about Kavod HaTorah. You have an excuse for arguing. Yes, I understand for you, you're looking at me and saying, this is my father, this is my Rebbe, how can people talk about him? But I'm upset that you need to get involved in such machlekes. In other words, I'm not faulting you emotionally, because it's easier for a person to say about himself, you know, I'm my covenant, I don't care, and so on and so forth. But when you're talking about your father, whatever. But he said it upsets me that you are involved in so much agmas nefesh that you have from this parasha. So the Rambam has, we'll just review a few and then we'll hold it here. The Rambam here has quite a bunch of points. I mean, first of all, so whenever people come along and they tell you about how terrible machlokas is today, and the peleg, the devil was such a thing that people say that people say that Reb Shteim is a bad person, and oy, and how can they do it, and this and that. I mean, the Rambam got it all just as bad. The Rambam's points are, and he writes in a few places, we'll see later in different places, If they will prove me wrong, I'll be very happy to change my mind. I don't think halacha personally. It's what I think is halacha. And if someone will prove me wrong, I'll have gain from it. He writes because I'll know what the halacha is. But the points are, and you know, these are very personally. This is the Rambam's person. First of all, he says, I did not make this sefer because I wanted a name or reputation. I made this sefer because I felt Klai Yisrael needs a sefer halacha, and there is none. And for myself, for my own convenience. Two, the point is that I knew there are so many types of people that this is going to be a red flag for them. People that are mean-spirited, the people that are stupid, the people that are shallow, the people that are young, etc., etc. And I knew that they would all, have tightness and issues with it. But, and he says, I am happy to write it for the person who will understand it, and it's worth, it's enough. I don't need everybody. I need one person that will appreciate it. And then he says, you need to bear in mind, nobody ever produced anything or said something that didn't meet with very vehement opposition, including Golden Avim and so on. And finally, he says, there are people that are so obsessed with their image and so bitter and so on and so forth that they're not capable of accepting the emes. There's no way I can say you're right, because by saying you're right, I've automatically gone down a notch or two. And therefore, I knew this was going to happen. I wrote it. It doesn't bother me. And he said, and in my interaction with somebody who, if he were personally to insult me, this and so forth, I would think twice before answering him. It's something where replying to somebody, interacting with somebody, needs a reason why. Why am I bothering to talk to this person? What's the point in this conversation? Is this conversation going to advance something or whatever it is? And if I think not, I'm just not going to do it. And therefore he said, I in your place would not have gone out, and obviously he got into some sort of big fight with them. The Rambam says, I understand your emotions because, you're standing up for your father / Rebbe, but I wished that wasn't the case. Okay, any points where we're holding by base? I'm not going to go further.
In the first line we saw, isn't there a Rambam that says that if a person says that the Rabbanan is a deraisa, he's like Omer Bal Tosef?
Well, if the Rabbanan, no, so. If a person tries to pass it off as such, yes. Had the Chachamim equated some of their halachas with the deraisa, they'd be over bal taisa. That is correct. But if a person innocently makes a mistake, or he thinks so, or he passes, I'm not sure. The Rambam is speaking over there about the Takanas Chacham being Maltaisiv, and he says it depends what you're proclaiming it as. I'm not sure if it would be true if somebody were to paskin like that for people and tell them, no, it's a deraisa, you can't do it. I'm not sure. Maltaisiv is legislative, it's not when you're explaining what or when or whatever. Okay, so.
Isn't it a Gemara in Brachos?
No, the Gemara says how can the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, how can you make a bracha on Asher Gishan Sevet Sivon on Rabban, as he said, that's like Susser. But
no, I'm talking about the
bracha. You're very not clear.
Yeah, I
think
the connection is
okay. Good. So I'm going to be out for a while. Now I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, the Mitzvah Shem. So I will not be back until the next Bez Hashem. The next shir would be on the 16th, kind of. 16th of January. And at any rate, Yaakov will send out the Google Calendar, Kedaka B'Kodesh, and yeah.
Okay.
Okay, take care. All the best.
Thanks.